John Palladino has two books already out in his grimdark fantasy series, The Tragedy of Sedain. He's working hard on the third installment, and we should see it sometime in the near future. But he did take a little break in his writing to pull together some short stories set in the same world. I had a chance to read it. You can't yet, but it'll be available soon. I've got my thoughts for you on these short stories today. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where we talk fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. I'm Jim, the father of the father and son who run this channel, and I'm here today with a book blast for you, a spoiler light reaction to something I've read recently. If you enjoy this, and I hope you do, hit that like button down below, and please subscribe. It really helps our channel to get noticed, and it doesn't cost you a thing. Thanks. So I'm on the record as a fan of The Tragedy of Sedain. Book one, The Trials of Ashmount, was excellent. A fresh and fun new entry into grimdark fantasy, while also bringing us a highly unique magic system. It was fascinating, something I hadn't quite seen before. John Palladino followed this up with book two, Buzzard's Bowl, and it was even better. He's been working on book three for quite a while now, and it's seeing some serious progress right at this moment. You can follow him on Twitter, and he posts his word count, and it just keeps growing. It's looking great. But while he was writing it, he did take a break for a while, and he pulled out some short stories he'd written a while back, set in the same world, this fantasy world known as Sedain. And he polished them up. He added some more. And he put it together in a collection that he thought people who enjoyed his works might like. And I think he was right. This short story collection is going to be available soon. It's called Before the End, Stories from the World of Sedain. I've had a chance to read it because, well, John and I have struck up a friendship here over social media and just interacting by text and email about his works. And I had offered, if he was interested, to proofread for him, just to, you know, take a look at things and help it be as polished as possible before the world at large sees it. Because I really believe in his writing, and it's tough stuff getting self-published. Thought I'd give him a hand. Well, he took me up on it. So for this short story collection, I saw it before pretty much anyone else had a chance to look. It's really good. My proofreading services, free as they are, also include some editing suggestions. I tend to go all in trying to help an author develop to the fullest potential the work that has come creatively out of his mind. And I'm pleased to say there was very little that I needed to suggest to John here. These stories were pretty polished. They're quite delightful. They give us great backstories on numerous characters that we meet in book one of the series, The Trials of Ashmount. But these short stories are written in a way that you could actually go into them blind, not having read any of the previous two books, and still fully enjoy them. Reading The Trials of Ashmount first does allow you to recognize the characters. Oh yeah, that one. Oh, that one. That's cool. But getting the plots of the short stories is not dependent on The Trials of Ashmount as a prerequisite. But read that book anyway. I'm serious. It's quite delightful. In the short story collection, you'll find 11 unique stories of varying lengths. They do not tie one into another. Each is a standalone little story. Hands down, I thought they were all solidly written. I've got favorites. My favorites would probably be, assuming he's kept the same order when he gets to publication, the third one, called The Saint of Ravain, and the final one, absolutely the final one, A Tale of Two Twins. That last story was so good that I had to go back and reread the second half of the story again with a critical proofreading eye, because I'd got so caught up in the story, I forgot to pay attention to things like punctuation and spelling. I had no idea what I might have missed. It was just so good, and I'm sucking the story down. When that happens with any sort of speculative fiction, that's a great sign. That means the author has created something so engaging, you literally forget you're reading words on a page and you just see the story open up in front of you. That's an escape, man. That's part of why we read. I'm not sure how long you'll still have to wait, but I know publication is close. I know the cover art has been ordered, and things are really coming together to get this into its final packaged form. Keep a watch for it. I'll certainly promote it on my channel when I see it's now available. In the meantime, if you have not read those first two books, what the heck are you waiting for? This is a great time to grab them. They're available in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle version, all easy through Amazon. And in fact, if you have a Kindle Unlimited subscription, you can read them for free. No lose situation there, my friends, and you will not regret giving them your time. So that's what I have for you today. Before the end, looking for it, forward to it, but this is the end. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.